I freaking... Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I'll just admit it. I don't know what I'm doing all the time. I do not know what I'm doing all the freaking time. Is that really a bad thing? No, not really. It's actually quite clever that I don't know what I'm doing all the time. Okay, so anyway, I am now recording. So yeah, Oh Snap is on the air. You didn't see the intro, audio listeners. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm out of practice. It's at least, it hasn't been four months? Freak, it has been 4 months. It was last year. It was 2012 the last time I did a show. What the hell was I thinking? What was I? I need a drink. If you're watching live, pour up your cups. If you're listening, get your cups. Get your little jiggle going. Make sure it's mixed correctly. And we're going to take a swig for being silly and procrastination. That's what we're taking a swig for. Procrastination. It doesn't work in any career that you have or anything you want to do. Procrastination. Always do what you want to do when you want to do it. Like right now, I'm drinking and farting. One of those felt really good. The other one tasted great. I wanted to talk today on some serious subjects. And, of course, you guys aren't really going to hear the serious side of the subjects. Because I'm going to make them funny. But hey, that's sort of what I'm here to do. Raymond Frederick Harryhausen, born in 1920, died 2013. If you don't know the name Harryhausen, let me run by a couple of movies for you. The original King Kong in 1935, Mighty Joe Young in 1949, Came from Beneath the Sea, 2,000 Miles to Earth, Mystery Island, 1 Million Years B.C., Sinbad, Clash of the Titans, Jason and the Argonauts. The list goes on and on. The man was a science fiction genius. A lot of his movies from that era spawned stuff like Star Wars and The Matrix and some of those simple easy techniques that he used, where he would take a frame picture, then he'd move the little toy and then take another frame of picture, have been used to this day. Matter of fact, on Cartoon Network, on Adult Swim, if you're watching Robot Chicken, 100% what Harryhausen used to do back in the day. Now it's made into a comical genius. And I came up with that idea so many years ago. Although I think me and Seth Green are probably close to the same age. Maybe one of us is a little older than the other. But we probably played with the exact same toys as kids. Probably did the exact same things with those toys. And probably got them very juicy and wet. That's a whole nother story for another show. But that idea of playing, what would your toys do when you weren't looking and having them move and talk, that idea... Ray Harryhausen. You know, if there wasn't no Ray Harryhausen, there wouldn't be any Lord of the Rings, no Star Wars, all these other... I can go on and on and on. I know I'm harping, and I know you're kind of going... I know you guys are going, really, Alan? You're gonna spend your first show, the first couple of minutes of your show, you're going to spend on Ray Harryhausen. The guy helped... some of his special effects in movies... Really, if you take just a couple of minutes and look and just see his influences on other things, as well as what he did and started off with. I mean, you know, War of the Worlds, I believe that he didn't work on it, but they used a lot of his techniques. And I'm not talking about the one with Tom Cruise. Screw that. I'm talking about the one with the gray frisbees. With the green tips that shot the really bad effect at you and then melted you. That's the real War of the Worlds. Day the Earth Stood Still. Those are real movies. Let's get back to those type of movies. Movies that made you think, but at the same time, it made you enjoy being there. I mean, how often do you have a man come from outer space and then elude the police and then come walking in your house and nobody grab a gun and shoot him? That's a real movie right there for 1950, whatever, when that was made. in black and white. You can find it. It's on DVD and Blu-ray all over the freaking place. Goodness gracious, I'm really excited about doing the show. My kids are even more excited because they always come in this room and they're always grabbing on the microphones and stuff, and they're talking to them, and I'm like, no, it's not on the show. They're like, no, the show's not on. Daddy's not. You're not on Daddy's show. You know, you may have thought you were, but you're not on Daddy's show. Like, but Daddy, I want to be on your show. Tough kid. You're not on the show. Not on the show. And see, I've got new graphics. Got new software, new graphics. And I still haven't figured out how to get that the right size. But hey, you know, it's a show. Oh, shoot. I don't have the chat room going. Where's the chat? There it is. No one's in the chat room. Of course. No one ever goes to the chat room. Very few people watch live. Usually your guys listen, and that's pretty cool. I like the fact to listen. We're still on iTunes, and we still have some of our good old sponsors, you know, like the Whiskey Brothers, which I still have to connect with them. Hopefully soon I'll be able to connect with them and get our shows to intermingle and intertwine. Praisewhiskey.com if you want to check out the Whiskey Brothers, my friends. Sam Slade, John Wessling, Rob Mungle, and Sam Damaris. Funny guys. Funny, funny guys. If you don't laugh at their shit, then you just ain't got a fucking funny bone. Texas Crown Club Whiskey. That's the whiskey I would be drinking right now if I didn't buy two of these behemoth Lamaritas. So, you know, Lamaritas, they're part of the sponsors as well. They get Alan drunk. They get Alan to say some goofy stuff. Sugar, you know, stuff like that. It's all good. I've got some other topics, like some of the things we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Movie wise is Ender's Game. We're gonna touch on that a little bit as well, because that's a deep philosophical book. Or at least that's what they try to do, is they try to make it a deep philosophical book, and it turned out to be an interesting idea for a show. It's an interesting idea for a movie, I should say. I shouldn't say for a show, but for a movie. And I'm kind of wondering how I feel about that. Not 100% sure. I guess I need to have like a suggestion box. If you see me on Facebook, I'm Alan Wade on Facebook, or Bro Seuss. Hit me up on Facebook and, you know, ask me a question. Hey, I'm here. I'm looking through some Facebook pictures, and, you know, I would love to show them, but, you know, I'm mindful of copyright infringement and how some things, are good. Oh, you know what? Somebody told me I needed to. Let me see. Charles Ramsey. We need to listen to him, because I missed out. Okay, people, I missed out. I am into the news, but I didn't catch the interview. So, and you know, it's kind of weird to be kidnapped for 10 years and to have all that stuff happen to you. You know, my mind is 100% going into what in the world is what has happened to those ladies now, and, you know, what is their perception of the world, and how in the world, you know, do they go on and live a normal life from this point on? Media is going to be chasing them. I don't know. It's a scary, weird question, and I'm stupefied. I think that would be the best word for. Hopefully, he doesn't use that word. Anyway, I'm stupefied about the whole thing. I hope this is the original interview. We're gonna check this out real quick and see what happens.
Here, I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts, trying to get out of a house. So I go on the porch. Okay. I go on the porch, and she says, "Help me get out. I've been in here a long time. So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I opened the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with the little girl, and she says, call 911. My name was Amanda Berry.
Now, did you know who that was when she said that?
When she told me, it didn't register until I got the call in 911. And then I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry? I thought this girl was dead. You know what I mean? And she got on the phone, and she said, yes, this is me. And the detective, Cook, right here, Detective Gregory Cook says, Charles, do you know who you rescued? I said.
Now, and when did you see Gina?
About five.
We're good.
So about 5 minutes after the police got here, see, the girl Amanda told the police, I ain't just the only ones. It's some more girls up in that house. So they went up there, you know, 30, 40 deep, and when they came out, was just astonishing because I thought they were going to come up with nothing. I figured, I mean, whoever she was, and like I say, my neighbor, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro, because we see this dude every day. I mean, every day.
How long have you lived here?
I've been here a year.
Okay.
You see where I'm coming from?
Right.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. And you had no indication that there was anything going on?
Bro, not a clue that girl was in that house or anybody else was in there against their will. Because how he is, he just comes out to his backyard, plays with the dogs, tinker with his cars and motorcycles, goes back in the house. So he's somebody that you look away because he's not doing nothing but the average stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing exciting about him. Well, until the day.
what was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be
Bro,
around people.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Something is wrong here. Dead giveaway.
Charles, thank you very much.
Oh, snap.
Thank you very much for your time.
Oh. Either she homeless or she got problems. That's the only reason why she went to a black man.
Oh, gosh.
Charles, thank you for being there, man. Charles Ramsey, neighbor, heard the screaming. Went and did what he...
Okay, yeah, I should have definitely seen that earlier. Holy cow, that's hilarious right there. That there is 100% pure grade A hilariousness right there. Oh wow, I can't top that. It's about time for a commercial on that one. Holy cow, that's he bust out said when a white child running up to a black man. You know that. Boy, you know that boy ain't right. You know that boy ain't right right there. Know that boy ain't right for saying that. Oh, man, that's hilarious. Okay, so there was a reason why I didn't look at it, because I knew from the get-go that it was another one of those moments of, how should I say it? It's another one of those moments of, ain't nobody got time for that. I forgot what Honey Brown, whatever the hell the name was. Sweet Georgia Brown, Sugar, whatever her name was. Ain't nobody got no time for that. That's pretty much what it was. Later on, we'll be listening to the remix of that because at this point, it's like, yeah, that's funny. But let's listen to the remix because the remix got to be awesome. That's got to be, you know what? I got time. It's my show. I ain't got no rules or regulations.
If you have a business,
of course, it's gonna play a commercial. That's the one thing they got to do. These rolling ads things, they got to stop that. That's
here,
just
I'm
wrong.
Talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon. You heard screaming.
Heard screaming. I'm eating my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts. So I'm on the porch, and she says, "Help me get out. I've been in here a long time." So, you know, I figured it's a domestic violence dispute. So I open the door, and we can't get in that way because how the door is, it's so much that a body can't fit through, only your hand. So we kick the bottom, and she comes out with a little girl, and she says, call 911. My name is Amanda Berry. Register. Until I got to call the 911. And I'm like, I'm calling the 911 for Amanda Berry. I thought the girl was dead. Until the day.
what was the reaction on the girls' faces? I can't imagine to see the sunlight, to be real.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms.
All right, I got it. That's enough. We got the joke. That's enough. We got the joke on that. It's crazy. Crazy. These people. Shoot, now I want some. Ain't nobody got no time for that. You know what I'm saying? This is my show. I can do whatever I want. Ain't that right? That's what needed to be played right at the end of that, when he said what he said about the white girl running up to a black man. Ain't nobody got no time for that. Oh, goodness gracious. See, you guys thought I was going to say the word, but that's for the end. You don't say that until the end. So I found out about this movie, Ender's Game. It's a sci-fi novel that talks about a kid becoming a general, and he's becomes a general, and he eventually becomes one of the greatest generals around. But it's the story of how he becomes this great fleet commander, I guess would be the best word for it. His name is Ender Wiggins. It's called Ender's Game because everything they do, they gamify everything. And psychologically, that's got to, you know, take its toll on that kid. You know, you start him off at the age of 6, and then he, in the book anyway, start him off at the age of 6, and by the age of 16, he's a fleet commander, and he's big, bad, bold, and all that stuff. And they just released a trailer, and it's pretty good. Of course, now I can't find it because I hit the wrong button. Doh. And I hear Max in the background crying because he's mad because somebody didn't give him no snossages. That happens. You know, when you're 3 year old, you don't get snossages. People get mad. You know, you get mad. It's not cool. So anyway, here's Ender's Game for you guys. Take a look at Feek.
They know our strategies. They've learned our weaknesses. And the alien attack nearly destroyed us. That must never be allowed to happen again. If we're going to survive, we need a new kind of soldier. One who doesn't think the way we think. Fear the things we fear. One the enemy would never expect.
We need minds like yours, Ender. You'll be the finest commander we've ever trained.
So I'm not the first?
No. But you will be the last.
I'll do everything I can to win this war.
You really don't see them as children, do you?
If you succeed,
you will be remembered as a hero.
Yeah, and for you audio listeners, I'm extremely sorry that that's pretty much a lot of stuff that you're not gonna get unless you go watch it on YouTube. Ender's Game, the trailer. Please do check it out. It's cool. It's awesome. I don't know. There's a lot of things that are in the book that I don't think they're gonna get into the movie. I don't think they're going to get the timeline right. There's a whole bunch of things about the relationship between Asha and his brother and his sister. I don't think they're going to get that right. I could be wrong. They could get it right and make me look like an ass. It's happened before, and I think it can happen again. And I mean, me looking like an ass. I think that stuff can... All right. We get it. Sometimes I look like an ass. It's the halfway point of the show. And I know I started late, but drinks up, people. Drink them up. The next segment is brought to you by Limerita, the drink I have in my hand. That's right. It's the drink I have in my hand. And we're gonna listen to some. So you know, let me see if I can find. You know what? I'm just gonna play a song. I don't care. Yeah, it's my show. I'm the one having fun, and I'm trying to have you guys have fun. So hey, let's kick it. Let's do a little something crazy. A little something out of the ordinary. See, I should have like bed music the whole time I'm talking. It's probably what it is too, I think. Oh yeah, I want to do my impersonation right now of Keith Sweat and the Sweat Hotel. Oh yeah, baby. I just want you to dial my number. I don't know what it is, but I want you to dial my number. Call and request any song that you want to request. If you have a significant other, male, female, animal, or mineral, I want you to touch it right now. That's right. I want you to touch it. Whatever it is. That's just so wrong. I'm so wrong for that, aren't I? I should be spanked. Please. Can't believe I even did that. Oh! Remember, brought to you by La Marita's. A 24 ounce gets you fucked up. Before the party. Get two or three of these in you, and then you're really good. I like how on the side it says contains alcohol. Really? Main motherfucking reason why I'm drinking it. Oh goodness gracious. We've talked about Ender's Game. We've talked about Ray Harryhausen. I completely forgot what the third thing I was going to talk about. I guess I better look on my Facebook page. Oh, yeah, I got some beer reviews coming up in the next segment. If you can name this song and post it on my Facebook page, tell me what song I am playing right now, your prize will be, I don't know, a night of me playing music and getting drunk and you laughing really, really hard. Tomorrow, if you're in the wonderful city of Palestine, in the area that I am living, me and my musical partner, David Parker, are going to be doing a show at the, is it Country Diner? Behind the Kim's gas station. Might as well promote it, because you never know who's going to listen to this. And as soon as I post this in a few, people can go, oh yeah, you said you were going to do that. How'd it go? And I could tell you, and it could either really suck or really be good. The world will never know. For all you guys that remember that the last time I did the show, I didn't have as long as a hair. You are correct. I did get my hair grown out just a tad bit. Hey, that segment is over. That's mood music. Like Keith Sweat gives you. Now dial me up on the phone and you can
call me sugar.
Okay, anyway. Beer reviews. Okay, so I drank this wonderful beer. It's called Hoegaarden. Hoegaarden. Now, it sounds way better, or it tastes way better than it sounds. It had a light, crispy, better than Bud Light, but not as crappy as Miller Lite or Coors Light or Pabst Blue Ribbon or Old Milwaukee. It had a nice fluid taste. It didn't have that bad beer aftertaste afterwards. I suggest having a steak or a burger with this. It would work real good. Definitely an after. I could actually say you could probably even do it as a dessert beer. So like you eat your meal, you're having your cookies and cream, you're having a chocolate mousseux, you're having something elegant, and then you have Hoegaarden. But I just like saying the name Hoegaarden because that just, you know, pictures in my mind somebody working hard on a street corner. No, wait, working hard on a garden. That's exactly what Hoegaarden would be. If you don't believe me, ask the hoe in the garden. That's all I'm... Yeah, I went all that way for that joke. Really? Yes, I did. So a giant rubber duck makes a splash in the Hong Kong harbor. Apparently crowds watched an inflatable duck being pulled by a tugboat across the Victoria Harbor in front of Hong Kong's signature skyscraper skyline. I guess somebody did it because they thought it was a cute idea. But I'm trying to phantom, you know, being out at a lake and seeing a huge duck come at you. And know for a fact that the guys at Duck Dynasty want to shoot it down. That's... Hey. I still got zingers. The Limerita is kicking in. And I'm kicking out. It's what happens. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Please don't tell me my internet is... Okay, there it goes. Yeah. It's funny because they have a quote from a 2.5-year-old. And the quote from the 2.5-year-old... The duck is swimming. Yeah, it's a big, gigantic. They don't even say the size of it. They just say it's huge. And then there's a picture, and it looks like it's probably the size of. Okay, they do have it. Okay, the duck's size was 54 feet. That's a huge rig. That's bigger than some yachts. Big inflatable duck, just hanging out. Having fun in China. Or no, well, not Hong Kong, so it'd be Japan. Be, you know, Japan, China, in that area. I have no idea. I guess they said it's been seen in Osaka, Japan, Sydney, Auckland, which that's ironic, New Zealand, and Amsterdam. So, telling you people, this is a big, big event out there. Just so randomly we'll see a huge yellow duck. Ding, ding. You know, I just bring you guys the gossip. The good old gossip. I wish I had some more topics for today. I wasn't planning on a full-blown show. It was more of a test show. Wishing I had a tad bit more feedback, and that's just... With more shows come more feedback. I do know there are people that do watch. I've run into them. It's quite scary. Not in a bad way. It just, you know, hey, people actually do watch the crap that you do. So it's a funny thing. Now, here's something that I found. And I know there's tons of Milli Vanilli fans out there. So this is an excerpt from Super Mario Brother cartoon with Milli Vanilli. enjoy.
Comes, we're pulling this one off. Fire up the doom ship. Hello, New York.
I never saw so many tonsils in all my life.
Bring it on the rain. Yeah, yeah. Bring it on the sky.
Woo! Go, girl. Hey, how come we don't get this kind of applause when we do good plumbing?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna cut that right there. That's
blame it on the rain.
Yeah, that's yeah. We're not gonna wow. Yeah, yeah. Blame it with the rain. You didn't even sound like it was them singing. It sounded like it was some like Russian guy filling in for them. So it was another guy mimicking them, mimicking somebody else singing. Blame it on the rain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blame it on the sky coming down. Oh boy, I'm glad I don't do that type of impersonations anymore, because man, I'd get so sued, you know. I don't care what you do, you don't do it around here. You are not a good boy. Now give me some sugar, brown sugar. See, I said it for you, Belinda. Drinking Lamaritas, talking about sugar. And then I talked about choking chickens, too. So, I mean, hey. It's all good. It looks like it's getting close to another quick spot for the Old Snap Show. Sponsors have been the Whiskey Brothers. Town. Crap. Tet Town. Okay, sponsors have been the Whiskey Brothers at PraiseWhiskey.com, Texas Crown Club Whiskey, Mr. Beer, Homemade Brew, Best for You, Bud Light, Lamarita, the drink I have in my hand, Instrumentals by Ludacris, and Jay-Z. Yeah, see, you guys thought I was going to say the right name for that. I didn't. I didn't tell you what that song was. Y'all guys got to look that up. Look it up in your interwebs, on your internets. Check this out at iTunes at O-Snap Show. And definitely check out BroSeuss.com for all of the up-and-coming events for Brother Seuss. I am going to keep on keeping on. Gosh, I don't even have a real way to end the show yet. I need to figure out like an ending video. I've got that cool beginning video. Oh, what? Let's see, what would be a good... Oh, I know one that would... Let's see, is it still in here? Da-da-da-da. It doesn't look like it. Let me see if I can find... Do my dance. Do my jiggle dance. Yeah, baby. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Well, I wonder if it's on my Dropbox. Crap sticks. I bet you it is. Oh. Yep, I bet you it is. Well, let's see. Do we have something that's semi-decent that I could... I don't think so. Well... Oh, wait, there's my Dropbox. There it is. Yeah, we're going to end it off with this. You guys have fun. This has been the O Snap Show. I've been Alan, normally known as Drunk Wade. Bro Seuss on the internet. If you want to find me anywhere, BROSUESS. All the things that I do. Gaming, which there will be a gaming segment coming up. Adult theater. and tons of other things. Peace out, everybody. And that's the end of the show. Wow, great. Cool. Let me close out the recordings.